Surely, Okotoks, we're mature enough to handle this one. The town is gathering public feedback. There's an online survey that's open until Friday, on a proposal to establish an entertainment district, at least on a trial basis, along a busy stretch of downtown. If you're wondering what an entertainment district is all about, in this instance it's essentially an area that would allow the consumption of alcohol between 11 a.m. and 11 p.m., 7 days a week. It's clear that alcohol district doesn't sound quite as community-friendly as entertainment district, so you can see why the town has opted to brand the initiative in a certain way, but that's not to suggest it's a bad idea. Allowing those of age to enjoy an adult beverage or two while taking in Show and Shine, Chili Fest, Taste of Okotoks or any of the other community events in Old Town Okotoks can positively add to the experience. Anything that draws people to the downtown core, or keeps them around longer, must be considered a good thing, particularly for the area's businesses, so by that metric an entertainment district would certainly prove to be advantageous. The obvious downside is that some unwanted behavior can take place when alcohol and a small segment of society are mixed, and although we shouldn't let those types spoil the party for the rest of us, we must also be cognizant of this possibility, particularly when we're talking about an area loaded with families during event times. Cities across Canada have been experimenting with alcohol consumption in public spaces, and despite some hiccups in Toronto, it's been going smoothly enough that more and more jurisdictions are giving it a try. It seems like it would be worth pursuing a test run here, especially given the pilot project the town is proposing only commits us to a 5-month period during the latter half of 2023. We're responsible enough to drink in moderation when we're out in public, aren't we, Okotoks?